careful in their casualness, if you will, please, that they offered in the world. Because here's people right here that, buddy, are complacent. They've just learned to satisfy themselves at the expense of righteousness, and it don't matter if it hair lips the world, the devil, and everybody else in it. I'm glad to say that it's good to be able to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. These people here that were asking the Lord questions that they could not answer. The Lord was asking them questions they could not answer. Now I want to tell you something, is that anytime you come up against the word of the Lord, now somebody said, well, I wouldn't argue with Jesus personally or physically. Sure you would. If you argue with his word, you argue with him. It's that simple. In closing tonight, I want to say to you, they got down to where they could not answer what he was asking, and they durst not ask him any more questions. I tell you, that's how he'll leave you every time. You're just never going to be able to outwit the Lord and the Savior, Jesus Christ. He'll expose the pretender every time, and he'll warn. I guarantee you right now, he warns about it. And as a result of that, he warns about discipline and about being disciplined to the word of the Lord. I just wonder tonight, is it not a wonderful thing to be able to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin without having to try to look for an alternate plan or an alternate thing? Just believe what he said and act upon it. And let me tell you, you'll be always right if you'll do just that. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to say thank you for I praise you. We thank you, thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. And Lord, we're never going to get to a place where we don't have controversy among people about the word. I pray you just help us to be careful to be consecrated to the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shake hands.